Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9. I'm here with Alan Stevens.
Hey, Seth.
At that conference.
Yes.
And this is like a really sort of nice setting to have a chat about.
We're talking around the campfire.
Open spaces.
Yeah.
This is like the symbol for open spaces, right?
Yeah.
Campfire. So you came in specifically to help facilitate open spaces here at that conference.
Correct. Yeah.
How long have you been doing this kind of thing?
I facilitated my first open space in 2008. And I've done it regularly every year. I usually do 3 or 4 a year.
So I met you for the first time, and maybe some of you don't know this, my very first conference ever was CodeStock 2010.
Right, in Knoxville.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, and that's when you had your lovely, long, flowing locks.
Right, yes.
And it was the first open space I've ever seen. For those that don't know what an open space is, or they're interested in facilitating one, how do you describe an open space?
I call it a self-organizing meeting. It's a methodology for creating self-organizing meetings. So the attendees are empowered to decide what happens in this meeting and what matters to them. And you know, there's guidelines, but there's no hard and strict rules about it.
So how would you describe the guidelines? What are some of the guidelines for open space?
Well, the guidelines are things like whoever comes with the right people. Mm-hmm. And that's about letting go of your expectations, right? And when it starts, it starts. Again, letting go of your expectations. When it's over, it's over. These kind of things are guidelines for you to let it happen and see what happens. When people post a topic on the schedule for an open space session, I encourage them to go and show up at their location at the designated time and then wait and see what happens. And too many times I've seen people sit for 10 minutes alone and get up and leave. Mm-hmm. But I've been in this open space for 2 days now, it's the third day, and I've never seen anybody go the whole time and be alone. Somebody's always interested in what they are talking about, and you have this high quality, high bandwidth interaction that you probably won't get in an eyes front presentation.
And now this is different than giving a talk. When you sign up for an open space, it's not because I'm the expert and I want to tell you about X.
Absolutely.
It could be anything.
Exactly. That, you know, each open space has a theme around it. And obviously here at that conference, it's summer camp for geeks. Mm-hmm. So when I did the opening circle and trying to set the tone, I let them know that anything that was geeky to them qualified. And that if you want to learn about something, it's great to title your session with a question. Mm-hmm. You know, what is this thing? And people will come that talk about it. And you can tune it to your needs and your background and that kind of thing. There's no hard, fast requirements except that you be passionate about the topic and you show up on time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because if nobody's there, it's just weird, right?
It's very strange. When people don't do that, the whole system falls apart because it's based on this mutual trust. We're in this together, and if you don't fulfill that expectations, then people start to lose faith in the whole process.
Let's talk a little bit about logistics of open spaces for those that might want to set one up at their user group meeting or whatever. How do you set it up physically? Like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you know, here at that conference, it's different because the organizers want me to get in front of everybody all at once. So the opening and closing circles are really these kind of eyes front thing where everybody's here in the mess hall. But typically the way you do it is you have a room and you create a circle and you leave gaps in the circles for people to get in there.
Of course.
And you just have people sit in the circle because it has no head or foot. It has no hierarchy, right? And it has, again, that sense that we're in this together. What you should do if you want to facilitate an open space is get the book Open Space Technology, A Facilitator's Guide by Harrison Owen. He was the creator of open space technology. But it talks about how to set the tone and get people interested and let them know what the expectations are for them. And then you just create a schedule. You know, you have sticky notes and people write their name and their topic and you put it on the schedule. And then when that's done, people just go out and what interests them, they go to that session. And then when you're done, whatever your time limit is, if it's a 1 day or 2 day event, right? At the end, you get in a circle again and you do a closing circle where people have the opportunity to share their experience, what they learned, how they benefited. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, some sessions are have an outcome and an action item from it. And so you share, hey, we're building this website, or we're going to try to start this community, and we need this from the rest of the group to participate in. And that's largely the whole thing. You know, what I do, other than the opening and closing circle, is I just sit in the open space and straighten chairs and pick up trash.
Nice. I mean, if it's working well, that's
exactly
what's happening. Yeah.
I shouldn't have to intervene. If I have to intervene, then we've got a serious problem. Like, if somebody's trying to dominate a conversation or somehow exert power over the event itself, you know, it's distributed and everybody should have the same amount of influence. And so in those situations, I will try and go and diffuse or redirect the conversation.
But you haven't had to do that at all
No.
here.
No. Well, and also this is the fourth year at this conference where they've had open spaces. So all the returning attendees know how this works.
Right.
And that helps the rest of the new attendees that aren't familiar with open spaces to get involved and see how things work. And it just makes my job a lot easier.
I see. So logistically speaking, you have an opening circle where you describe what's going on. Mm-hmm. Here the opening circle had to be in front of everybody.
Right.
But one of the things you asked for is, okay, let's get some sessions up there.
Yes.
What was impressive to you about what happened?
To me? Because that's the call to action, right? Yeah. You know, I try to do about 10 minutes of song and dance to kind of let people know what's going on. And then I have to say, we're going to open the marketplace of ideas. So you got a schedule, and I got a bunch of sticky notes and pins, and you never know what's going to happen, right? Sometimes you can sit here for a minute until somebody comes up and lines up. But here, because everybody's familiar with it, they had their topics in their mind when they came here.
The side,
yeah, and
man.
So they just lined up, and we had a huge schedule this year. In the past, we've had four circles, so simultaneously four sessions. Now we have eight. Because we have that many people wanting to have sessions.
It's actually like a mini conference inside of a conference.
Yes, open space technology is a methodology for running essentially a conference, a self-organizing meeting. And usually that exists in isolation. But because I want to introduce it to people, I want people to see how it is. So I'm really a heretic. Because I do this alongside.
No one would ever call Alan a heretic.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah. That, I know. I'm hard on myself.
Nice.
But I think the win is getting people aware of this and participating in it, even if it doesn't strictly follow the guidelines.
I see.
So it's a bit of a compromise, but when you go in there and you see the interactivity, you know, it's amazing. And all these people wouldn't have that option. That opportunity if we didn't create this open space here at that conference.
Cool. So after opening circle, you come up with this big schedule, the mm-hmm. marketplace of ideas, mm-hmm. and then you put this up somewhere, right in the open, there's a big room over there.
Yeah, we just put it on the wall in the open space.
And the circles are in there. Is there like a number of chairs you should put in?
So I try to keep it down to 10, because if you have two or three people and you've got 20 chairs, you feel, you know, very distant. Mm-hmm. And also I want people to feel comfortable coming into a conversation. And so if there's 10 chairs and there's two people talking, it's intimate enough that you feel like, oh yeah, I can go in there. You know, people get uncomfortable if they think, if they feel out of place.
Right.
And so a lot of what I do is make them feel like this is an inviting place for them to be. You know, people don't see what I do. I get up every morning or anybody's there, and I go in the room and I rearrange the chairs because mm-hmm. usually like they've come in to vacuum that night or
sure.
whatever, and they try to put it back the way it should be. But nobody notices it. Little things like I leave a gap for the flip chart, right? And then I leave a gap on the other side for people to enter and exit.
Of course.
Nobody notices that, but it gives them a sense of comfort, uh-huh. right? Nobody's sitting in front of the flip chart. It's easy to get to, and it's easy to get in and out of the session. And so little things like that. If you read the book, The Facilitator's Guide, you'll find that a lot of it, he says over and over in there, trust the people. You know, trust the people. So don't interject. Don't try to run this thing. Trust the people.
Facilitator is a good word that means just make sure everyone has what they need to be mm-hmm. successful.
Right. One thing about being in the room all the time is it lends a sense of confidence. People are like, oh, he's here, so everything must be running all right. And if I need something, he's here. But nobody has asked me for anything.
That's awesome. So once they're all in the chair, circles of 10, mm-hmm. they're discussing, how long do these things go?
The schedule itself here is an hour. But you know, when you have the idea that when it's over, it's over, well, maybe you're not done at the end of an hour. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about this conference is that in the open space, we have a we have a large room. So one side has all the circles for scheduled conversations, and the other side has a bunch of tables and chairs for extemporaneous conversations. But if you can just take your open space session across the aisle and keep going.
Got it. And so we have the opening, we have the during the conference with the schedule that we made with the Marketplace of Ideas, and at the end you have the closing circle.
The closing circle, right.
And primarily that's sort of like, what, a confessional or what's going on?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. It's what's happened, ideally in an open space, is you've become a community.
Right.
Without even knowing, right? It's like a mist that happens and then suddenly you're soaked. Mm-hmm. So the closing circle is for people to share what an impact it's had on them personally, what came out of it that they want other people to know about, and calls to action. And it's really about closing down the energy of the space. Mm-hmm. It gives a sense of emotional closure. Mm-hmm. And that's really necessary. If we just stopped, it would be this open-ended thing and it would be uncomfortable.
Right.
And one of the beauties of it is that, you know, here at that conference where we're going to have an open space again next year, and I'm going to come back and facilitate it most likely, people that didn't participate during closing circle will hear all the stories, right, and about how great it was, and then they'll want to participate next year.
That's awesome. So it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can make an entire conference that's just a giant open space.
Yes.
Is exactly. That what it was originally intended for?
Right. Harrison Owen in the books tells the story of how he worked for a year to organize an industry event. And when the event happened, the best interactions were during the coffee breaks. And instead of getting frustrated about that, he said, I'm going to create a conference that's just coffee breaks. And so over time, since 1985, this has evolved until, you know, we've figured out what works and what doesn't work. And yes, you can organize an event up to 2,000 people, with an open space.
That's remarkable. It's in essence taking some of the best part of the conference and expanding it to something that's part of the conference officially.
And there's no reason in an open space that you can't have an eyes front session with a projector and all of that. You know, that's fine. Post that on the board, and people that want to see that, you know, come in and do that. So what you do in that situation, instead of promoting a speaker, you would just say, hey, these people have agreed to come and they're going to be part of this. And then those speakers are not in any way higher than the audience. They're just a part of what's happening.
I see. This is awesome. So what advice do you have for someone that wants to run one of these or facilitate one of these in their own conference or just make a conference like that?
Embrace being uncomfortable with what's going on, because sometimes it's hard to trust the people and believe that it's going to work out. And then, you know, the other thing is just read up on the techniques. The thing about it, it's like anything else. If you read up on the rules, and the first few times you follow the rules, then you can start breaking free of that and doing what works improvisationally
in your
setting.
It's like music, right? You learn the notes and you learn the scales, but then you sort of get a freedom once you know the rules.
Exactly, yeah. So if somebody wants to do that, definitely get the book, Open Space Technology, A Facilitator's Guide, and read that thoroughly. And in there, he will tell you what to do. He will tell you with what attitude you should present information, because it's in facilitation, it's key not to set yourself up as the one in charge.
Right.
And so you get a lot of guidelines by reading the book on how to do that. And then, you know, just do it. If you have a user group, you know, do it into user group, and maybe you have three circles, but it's sessions that those people are interested in, and you don't have to find a speaker for the night.
Right.
You know, and at Open Space Technology is especially useful when there's a conflict or there's an unknown, right? So if you're trying, let's say you're in a company that has an acquisition, right? And then you've got this one culture and another culture. You get an open space, people get to talk about these things in a very safe environment.
This is interesting. This is not just a thing for a conference. If you're in an organization and there's something happening that's going to cause something, let's make an open space. You have an opening circle, you have the circles, and then you have the closing. That's a good way to facilitate the communication that's often lacking and causes business problems.
And one of the things that it does is it makes executives equal to everyone else. Because people are afraid to talk because they're going to get shot down by someone in power. No, everybody's empowered, and it makes a huge difference. And the other thing is, let's say we need to decide what the mission statement is for our company.
Uh-huh.
this is a great way to get all the ideas out there and aired. Or what are the goals for the next quarter for our business? Uh-huh. You know, all of these things, it creates a safe place for people to communicate, and it creates a very creative environment for new ideas to emerge.
And you and I both know, you probably better than I, by the way, this guy is an educator. I think you have a master's
in education. I have a master's in education.
So, I mean, this is good information. The hardest problem in technology has never been the technology.
No, not at all. No, it's the people.
Yeah, and so if you can find ways to communicate and collaborate in a sort of a really fun and sort of inviting way, you're going to learn a lot about who you are as a company, who you are as a bunch of employees, and who you are as people.
Yes, and the thing about an environment like this, a lot of developers are uncomfortable standing in front of people, but in a small group of their peers, you know, you can't shut them up because they're so passionate about what they're talking about. And so that, you know, that's something new for them to have that safe place to just talk to their peers. Because, you know, if you just talk technology and you've got a business person, they start tuning you out after the third acronym.
It's true.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing that I like about this is I honestly think everyone should speak about a topic. I learn the most about technology when I have to talk about it.
Absolutely.
But there is a fear of getting in front of people. This might be the gateway drug to being a speaker.
Right, because everybody's an expert in something.
Yes.
You know, I used to, when I ran a user group, I would try to do these 5-minute talks at the beginning because no matter who you are in the user group, you know something I don't.
Of course.
You know, so share with me, because I'm gonna benefit if you can get up and share that. And again, some people don't like to stand up in front of a crowd. In Scott Berkin's book on Confessions of a Public Speaker, he explains it very well. He says, your reptile brain says you are not supposed to be in front of a group of strangers.
They're gonna throw a spear at
you. Exactly, that's exactly what's gonna happen, right? So it's natural that people have a phobia of that. So in a circle, you're not in front of anybody. Everybody's together.
I see. This is good advice. And again, we have the wonderful Alan Stevens. It's so good to talk to you, man. I've known you for years.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. So.
Thank you. Thanks for being on Channel 9. Thanks for watching. We're here at the DAD Conference stage, learning about open spaces. You should do one. And we'll see you next time. Take care.